Obviously, one of the biggest effects of the fact that we're in Gallus is the fact that we are, in whatever way, subservient to the nations of the world. Obviously, this has expressed itself in different ways over the last 2,000 years. One thing's for sure is we certainly don't have the ability to fulfill the Torah in its full entirety. We haven't got a Sanhedrin. There are so many mitzvahs that we can't do. And therefore, in this bracha of Hashiva Shefteinu, we do ask that Hashem should rule over us, rather than us be subservient to all the nations, that Torah law should reign supreme. Umleich aleinu, ata Hashem levadcha. Really, it's something that we focus on Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem's kingdom should be manifest in the world. But every single day, we're meant to realize that what we have right now is not the right thing. The Jewish people are just a fragment, a dull shadow of what we're meant to be. But the Mefarshim also explain this on a deeper level as well. That right now, perhaps due to the Gallus, we actually can't overcome our Yetzirah, whether it's in Machshava, Dibur, or Maisa, in thought, in speech, or in action. And therefore, that which is Molech Aleinu on our inner world is the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah rules over us. So we say, Molech Aleinu Ata Hashem Levadcha, we're asking that Hashem, i.e. the Yetzirah Tov, that good inclination that drives us towards holiness and goodness and all things beneficial, spiritually beneficial, should rule over us totally. The Chasam Sofer takes us a little bit further and says, who do we serve? A person serves many kings. What are those kings, quote unquote? There are all different needs in this world. In fact, we're slaves to our desires, to our passions. We're slaves to our honor. What do? We daven that we shouldn't be enslaved to these things. The only thing we should be enslaved to is Yiras Hashem, real fear of Hashem. Because Ein Lecha Ben Chered Ela Mi She'Oseh B'Torah, there is nothing as liberating as being a slave to the truth. And therefore we also ask, Umleich Aleinu Ata Hashem Levadcha. That's all we should need to worry about. We shouldn't be enslaved to those physical needs. Yes, we're a body. We have things we have to take care of. But it's a whole other level to be enslaved to them. And therefore we ask, Tzadkeinu B'Mishpat, to fulfill all of those desires. In fact, it takes it a little bit further, saying the difference between this world and the Mirsa Mashiach is Shibud Malchios, which normally understand means actually being under the control of the nations of the world. He says on a deeper level, that also means we're not going to be subservient to the Yetzirah anymore when Mashiach comes. So when we're talking about Mashiach coming, we're not just talking about the political liberation of the Jewish people, but also in our own inner world as well. We won't have this struggle in the same way. We won't be beholden to our Yetzirah. We'll be beholden to the truth, to what's right, to what's good, to what's proper. And this Yetzirah is that which stops us having this attachment to Hashem. Gemara likens it to the Sa'ar Shabbisa, the sourdough that ferments the dough. Umleich Aleinu Ata Hashem Levadcha says, Rabbi Avram, the son of the Vilna Gaon, what we're asking for is a restoration of Dveikus, restoring that attachment to Hashem, the removal of the Yetzirah. Just focus on Hashem and Hashem alone to be able to fulfill our task in this world. There's nothing more beautiful, there's nothing more powerful than that. To be able to relate to the Gallus in our outer world and also in our inner world, to understand that each one is really an expression of each other. They feed each other, and please God will be free from death.